Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes, said September is traditionally the peak of the hurricane season, which is evident from recent activities. Ms. Forbes said there was no direct impact from any storms, hurricanes, or cyclones so far for the season.
So far for the hurricane season, I would say we know that September is traditionally the peak of the hurricane season. We have seen that in the last few weeks. We have had a flurry of activities, and in September, I think we have had about six named storms, four of which are now hurricane. And it's really the predictions are holding for this hurricane season. So far for the year, thankfully, we have not had any direct impact from any system, any storm, any cyclone, any hurricane. But we tend to have impacts from the tail end or tropical waves that do cause some damage.
The NEMO director said once damage to properties are being reported, the organization, in collaboration with a number of other agencies, will carry out its damage assessment, which takes place in a number of steps.
Persons may calling and they will say, okay, well, we have had a damage here or there. We monitor also our social media pages. So if you have an event or something has happened to your home, you can actually contact us by our social media page, but ensure that you leave a number and a name so that we can contact you. So we monitor what is happening around persons with calling. Some persons may not even be able to calling, but we monitor what is happening. And from that initial information, that is where we start gathering our information so we can actually conduct and the damage assessment. From where we sit at the NEMO Secretariat, we coordinate that process. And there are two key agencies that are actually conduct the damage assessment. Physical damage assessment is the Ministry of Transport and Works, led by the Office of the Chief Engineer, and the Physical Planning Department. So they tend to have the teams going out and doing the assessments. So whatever reports that we have seen, or we have seen on Facebook, on social media, and those that we have received.
And Ms. Forbes said it is important that all information is given so that support can be given to families who are affected.
All of these agencies are important because when you see a damage or when you see there's loss, it means a home is damaged. It means a family or multiple families are impacted. And it's important to collect that social information so that the relevant departments can act upon it. Let's take, for example, that a home may be damaged that had school-aged children. They may have lost their books, uniforms, etc. That information has to be forwarded to the relevant ministries so they can support those students and those families if needed. So the damage assessment process, you start with the initial damage assessment. You may not have any cost to those figures, but you just say, okay, five houses damaged, you have a road damage, a building, a public building damage, and then later on within a month or so, then the engineers would have give you some figures or some data as to the cause or the impact of the damage, and it continues. And then you have the bigger damage assessment if you have a big event.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.